Daily Devotional Preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper, Luke chapter 4 verses 17 and 18. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to Jesus. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." The good news is not specifically a religious institution. It's not a religious system to be married. The good news that we talk about in Jesus Christ, the good news that we talk about in Christianity, the good news that I've named my YouTube channel after, Good News This Morning, good news is not a program to be implemented, not a series of choices that allows you to achieve happiness or even eternal bliss. The good news is actually him, Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth who walked this earth. He offered an alternative to humanity devoid of hope, giving them real hope for the future that begins straight away. Jesus died on a cross, and this act of obedience, this act of suffering in obedience to God the Father, redeemed humanity, brought them back into a relationship with God the Creator. And so this good news, Jesus Christ, the good news, is an absolute interruption in the continuity of the historical process. He breaks in and offers true life. That verse from Luke chapter 4 goes on after Jesus is claiming that he has come to proclaim good news to the poor. It goes on to say, "He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed." And he also says a little bit later, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." He has come to bring the good news, and he is the good news, that the captives are to be relieved, the blind are to recover their sight, the oppressed are to go free, and it starts now. Things are changing. It's like there's a change in management. It's not that difficulties go away. In fact, difficulties may increase if you trust in Jesus Christ wholeheartedly. It is rather that there is hope, and that there is always hope, that there is fullness of life, and that there is joy, there is peace. God is with us in Jesus Christ. In fact, in the New Testament, in Luke's Gospel, Jesus is referred to as Emmanuel, which means God with us. He is a gift to be received. And the gift that he gives, that you can receive by trusting in him right now, is the ultimate source of all hope. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more comments from a Christian worldview point of view, head over to my YouTube channel, Good News This Morning. And thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.